The first farm crop to be harvested each year in Michigan is ready. Michigan ranks number 5 in annual maple syrup production. And according to the Michigan Maple Syrup Association, that sweet stuff helps pump nearly $2.5 million into Michigan's economy every year. But there are lots of maple trees in Michigan that are not being tapped. And we wondered, if we've got all these trees, why aren't more people making maple syrup? Michael Farrell's book is called The Sugar Maker's Companion, an integrated approach to producing syrup from maple, birch, and walnut trees. Michael Farrell, welcome to Stateside.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So take us back. How long has it been that people have been collecting and tapping maple trees and getting the sap and making syrup?
Well, the Native Americans were doing it before we arrived here. So it's been many, many centuries. And about 150 years ago is when we peaked in maple syrup production here in the U.S. We actually made a lot more back in the 1850s and 60s than we do today.
You know, it's interesting. I grew up reading the Little House books by Laura Ingalls Wilder, and still to this day, very, very vivid about when it was maple syrup time in the big woods in Wisconsin and what they went into. And I can remember seeing or hearing her, reading her describing pouring the syrup on fresh snow and how good that was.
Oh, yeah. Maple sugar on snow is one of those, you know, spring delicacies. The hot syrup right on the snow, it turns into a taffy-like substance, which is everybody loves.
Oh, sounded great. Why did we did it peak and then drop because other sweeteners came in, corn or?
Yeah, for many reasons. You know, in the mid-1800s, remember, the North didn't like the South too much, and they said that they weren't going to take any slave sugar, they called it, out of the South. And so people produced maple sugar as their staple source of sugar here in the Northeast. At that time, and, you know, there weren't that many maple trees on the landscape, but there were a lot of farmers on the landscape, and almost all the trees were tapped. Those are the trees that people saved. You know, when they were clearing the land for agriculture, they saved the maple sugar bushes and used that as their source of sugar. So it was partly out of necessity, partly out of choice. You know, now today we're seeing another resurgence in maple syrup production. The industry is just about doubled here in the U.S. over the last 5 years, and is poised for further growth.
And in your book, you write that Michigan's got one of the lowest utilization rates with the greatest potential for growth. I saw from the Michigan Maple Syrup Association, our average production is about 90,000 gallons a year. But what could it be?
It's about one of every 500 trees is being utilized for maple syrup production now. That's in far contrast to the way it used to be. And so, you know, if Michigan were to, you know, increase that rate of tapping, of course they could produce a lot more syrup and, you know, be selling a lot more syrup to all the people throughout Michigan and beyond so that people can start consuming more maple syrup as well.
Mike, is the demand there to make increased production worthwhile?
Yeah, well, we've seen that the market is growing at about 5 to 10% per year. And as we put more effort into doing the marketing, we sell more maple. I mean, it's almost as simple as that. You just have to go out and do the investments in marketing and promotion so that people understand what it is and know the difference between the pure and the artificial stuff. And when they do, they're willing to pay the extra price for it because it's healthier and tastes better and local, sustainable, all those good things.
Michael, can anyone tap a tree and make syrup? Is it a tough thing to do?
I wouldn't say everybody can do it because you need to have the right equipment. Well, first of all, you have to have maple trees or birch or walnut, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. And you have to have the right equipment to boil it down into syrup. If you try to do it inside on your kitchen stove or on your gas grill outside, you can do it. It's just very difficult. And to do it right, you're probably going to make some mistakes. So, you know, for people who just have maybe a couple trees, I still recommend tapping the trees, but instead of trying to boil the sap down into syrup, one of the best things to do is to drink that sap fresh. It's an excellent beverage, or use it for cooking. We make our rice, stews, oatmeal, coffee, tea, all that kind of stuff with it.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like water with just a little bit of sugar. And
really?
It's got a lot of minerals in it as well, so it has it's got a unique flavor. And it's that's all I drink during sugaring season. And it's one of those spring treats that few people know about today.
I would say not. When we talk about tapping trees for syrup, I think most of us, we think maple. But as I was saying, I never knew you could get birch or walnut syrup. How does that syrup compare to the maple syrup that we do know?
Well, the birch syrup tastes much different than maple syrup. It's got more of a fruity molasses type of flavor to it. It's not meant for pancakes. It's more of a ingredient for cooking.
Mm.
The walnut syrup actually tastes surprisingly similar to maple. I mean, it's got its own unique nutty type of flavor, but it tastes very similar to maple, whereas birch is a completely different flavor.
You know, Michael Farrell, I read in the introduction, you were a guy headed for a career on Wall Street. So what hooked you on maple syrup and the maple industry?
Yeah, I decided I didn't want to do that.
I guess.
I went back to school for forestry. And in forestry school is where I learned about maple syrup. I never had it before going to forestry school. And when I got the chance to tour the college sugar bush and taste pure maple, I wanted to try it myself and got hooked then and been doing it ever since.
The book is The Sugar Maker's Companion, an integrated approach to producing syrup from maple, birch, and walnut trees, written by my guest, Michael Farrell. Pleasure to talk with you, Mike. Thank you so much.
Thank you.